from the birthplace of radio's greatest era. Now, from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Unlike anything else on radio today, it's a front row seat for great information with today's leading experts. Travel with a third generation travel icon, Linda Perillo. The Fox News Medical All-Stars featuring Dr. Mark Siegel, Dr. Marty McCary, Dr. Jeanette Nishwat, and the OG, Dr. Nicole Sapphire. Legal analysis from former prosecutor and court journalism superstar Imran Ansari and Christine Nicholas. The quintessential heartbeat to New York hospitality. All joining legendary broadcast pro Kevin McCullough on a mission unlike any other, united to bring back New York. Now, live from Studio 111, here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, so glad to have you with us. It is Tuesday and just after 7 o'clock, which means it's time to talk about travel on Travel Night here on Radio Night Live. And when we last saw our grand heroine, she was preparing and packing her bags and luggages.
luggages. Stop that. That is for her. That is so American. Luggages.
For her weekend, her fanciful weekend in Florence. How was it, Lady Barillo?
Crazy, but so worth it. So worth it.
I'm glad to hear it, because when you told me you were cramming a trip all the way there and back in what, 3-4 days, I was like, whew. I don't know if I would hold up that well.
You know what? I have to tell you, I went with my middle daughter, Federica, to see my second oldest daughter, Valentina, who's studying with NYU, and she's studying in Florence. We hadn't seen her since January. So, right. You know, I mean, listen, my daughter's going to be 19. She's traveled. It's like traveling with an adult. You know, there's nobody. Did you pack this? Did you pack that? You left your iPad on the seat. You know, it's a very different thing. And I said that to her. I'm so used to traveling with a posse that just the two of us, it was like, wow, wait a minute. Like, wait, we checked in. We're on the plane. I'm sleeping. It was kind of weird. But listen, it was a gift, because Italy is just amazing. It's just amazing. And I missed it, and I missed my culture. I missed the people. I hadn't been there since before COVID.
Really? It's been that long?
Yeah, it's been that long. And I'm not going to go into the personal side of why that happened, but it's just been. But you know what, Kevin? God has an interesting way of making you appreciate things that maybe you took for granted, right? So not having been there in so long, I turned to Federica and I said, we're here. Like, I'm in Florence. And she's like, Mom, you've been here so many times. And I said, I know. I'm standing here and I'm like, it's just so beautiful.
But what was old was new again.
That is correct. That is correct. And it doesn't change, right? It doesn't change. It's so old. Nothing changes there. And we had an amazing time, and we just ate our way and walked our way through everything. And to sit there with my two girls and be able to have a glass of wine with two kids that were once toddlers, and I was filling their sippy cups, and now we're having a glass of wine. And I told them, you know, guys, go have a drink on the rooftop bar. Like, I'm like, go sit there. I'm like, I'm going to bed. I'm tired. And they did. And I'm like, did I just say that to my kid? Holy cow, aren't you still wearing pull-ups? I mean, really?
But this is a new stage where it's they've become your friends.
Yes.
I mean, they'll still be your daughters and your kids forever, because mom's heart never changes. But now they're your friends as well, which is a whole different. I can't wait till that stage of life.
Let me tell you, and I always thought, because I had so many children and I love being a mom, and I love being, you know, when they were little, and I thought I would have a part of my life where I would go, oh my God, I have no more babies. I need another baby. I finally realized that God prepares you, right? Prepares you for the transition.
For each stage.
Correct. And I didn't have that yearning for them to be young anymore. I was happy that we were together as a mom and two of her kids and two of her daughters, you know, and we were together like three girls, and it was just amazing. I had a beautiful gift for the last couple of days, and I have to listen. credit where credit is due, right? My brother, you know, he came to the plate to help, and my husband took care of the kids while I was gone, and their dad took them for the, like, took the other kids for the weekend. We all worked together, and it was beautiful, and it all came, and I was so happy. Really, I was so happy. And I ate there. Oh my God, Kevin, I was so happy eating.
Well, I was going to ask you, so what's it like now that your kids have developed tastes and, you know, opinions about fashion and food and drink? I mean, these are all things that as grownups, you know, the bride and I, we look at each other and it's like, it's just between us. We're the only ones that understand any of this. And, you know, when our guys just try like a poached egg, you're like, wow, you're really stretching out. You know, you're going for it. I can't wait till they're that way about everything in life.
Well, we're foodies, you know. I think all down, even since they were born, you know, even their dad and I, you know, we were always introducing to new food. Patrick is a foodie. So they're always around it. And my girls do appreciate the good cuisine. They'll try anything. But here's the flip side of it. You can't get a bad meal in Italy.
Right.
And that's the bottom line. So no matter where you go, there's something that's conducive to your taste buds, let's just say, right? And you can't eat bad. Even if you ate pizza every single day for 14 days that you were there or something, you'd still be happy. There's 55 different kinds of pizzas to
try. Right, right, right.
Pasta, you want it with fish, you want it with truffle, which honestly, there you go, Kevin, the food thing, right? Yep. A lot of truffle in Florence, and I love truffle. So I was so happy to be eating like a tagliolini with truffle, con tartufi, and these little portions that were like the best little thing you've eaten. I mean, it's crazy. Bistecca alla Fiorentina, Florentine.
Did you get some steak Florentine? Because we talked about that last week.
Yeah, of course we did. Of course we did.
And did you make it to pizza? You were wanting to go to pizza.
No, we didn't go to Pisa because my girls wanted to shop. So we really didn't. And I said, you know what? We don't have, like, if I had a week and you had like an off day, then you say, okay, let's go to Pisa. And I didn't. But then I realized too, like, my daughter that's studying there was missing, like, she was missing her mom going out with her to go do something.
Right.
So that's what we did. And we kind of just, like, had gelato, walked around, shopped, got up in the morning, had cappuccino, had breakfast. And it was just enough to satiate that desire to be there and imbibe in everything that is Italy. And I do have, Florence is not one of my favorite cities, but I had a little better appreciation for it now when we were there. And it was raining.
Well, you made memories there. And they sound very powerful memories. They sound like very powerful memories. So now there'll be a soft spot for Florence forever because of this shared unique experience. And I wouldn't expect anything less than the trip to be 3 days of drinking, eating, and shopping. Like that's like the girl's perfect weekend wherever you're at.
That sounds so bad. Minus the smoking, because none of us smoke.
That's it.
That's La Dolce Vita right there. But you know what the interesting part is, Kevin, and you'll appreciate this as a parent. To watch my daughter, who's been living there for 4 months, guide me. She knew where to go. She knew the streets. She knew the store. She knew this was here, that was there. And I said, you know what? Unbelievable, right? When you were 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, up to probably 15, I was dragging you by the hand, bouncing to go here, go there. She was my tour guide.
Yeah,
that was cool.
Boy, talk about a change of the guard. That is so cool. All right, well, we've got a lot to yet talk about. Stay here. She's Linda, I'm Kevin. And obviously, if you want to go back and listen to last week's preview of Linda's trip, because we talked about all things Florence and Northern Italy, and it was really a great show. But now it's nice to know that you did it. You made it. You're back. And we've got lots to discuss this evening. Although there is a story about one of your luggages that... didn't quite make it. Well, we may or may not talk about that. Coming right back. Stay with us.
Okay.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow don't have the support of box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. It's part of this cancel culture, so they want to pass the savings directly on to you. They are having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a problem solution, one product company. Since then, with the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products. To get the word out, they're having a $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. My pillow sandals, $25. The six-pack towel set, $25. The four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, $25. For the first time ever, premium My Pillows with all new Giza fabric, any size and any loft level, just $25. This amazing offer will not last long, so order now. Go to mypillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Use the promo code Joe P.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, listen up. If you've got high blood pressure, you're going to want to hear this. I was introduced to an all-natural juice drink formulated by a gentleman who suffers from high blood pressure. He created something called 120 Life. 120 Life is a juice drink and powdered mix that helps lower blood pressure naturally. Thousands have tried it, and it's helping control their blood pressure, and it'll help yours too, or you get your money back. It's made of pomegranates, tart cherries, cranberries, hibiscus, beetroot, and magnesium. It helps lower blood pressure without all the side effects of medication. I'm recommending this product to my listeners who want alternatives to prescription blood pressure meds. Try 120 Life for 2 weeks and see for yourself. If you don't see lower blood pressure numbers, there's a money-back guarantee. Order online now. Visit my friends at 120life.com. That's 120life.com. Use the coupon code Mike to save 15% at checkout. That's coupon code Mike to save 15%. Order now at 120life.com. 120life.com. The natural answer to high blood pressure.
This is Dennis Prager. I am excited to announce the all-new Pragertopia Plus. You can listen to my show whenever it's convenient for you, all commercial-free and all on demand. Now with Prager Plus, search topics, guests, and segments all the way back to 2010. And now a truly exciting new benefit, my monthly online video get-together for Pragertopia Plus members only. This is where for an hour each month, Pragertopia Plus members get an exclusive chance to ask me anything. That's right, anything. It's on video. I'll be talking to you and answering your questions. We may even have a special guest every now and then. I've never done this. Submit your questions for me at Pragertopia.com. This is only available to Pragertopia Plus members. This is our chance to connect like never before. Go to Pragertopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
AM 970, The Answer. Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Charlie Kirk sees too much agreement in D.C.
They might shout at each other over abortion. They might shout at each other over guns. But that's all theatrics. When it comes down to what really matters, protecting big corporations, keeping our borders wide open, and relentlessly invading foreign countries and funding wars that have nothing to do with us, D.C. finds harmony.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weekdays at noon, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Our hosts tell it like it is.
No safe spaces here. AM 970, The Answer.
Of all the boys, boys, boys.
And now,
boys,
from boys, New York, boys, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin boys, McCullough.
Welcome back. It's Travel Tuesday. She's Linda. I'm Kevin. And Linda, we're going to move on from the trip to Italy shortly. But you did have one of those not so fun experiences. One of your airlines lost one of your luggages. So what did that do? Was that your main bag where all of your clothes were at? How long did it take to get to you? Like, what was the outcome of that?
So this is kind of a good conversation to have anyway about luggage and traveling to Italy, right? So most of the time, you know, you're gonna travel. You think you need luggage enough just for what you need it for. But you have to remember, when you're traveling to Italy, you're probably gonna come back with stuff, okay? So when you say I'm going to bring two bags, don't bring a bag for your clothes or whatever and a small bag. Bring a bag of the same size, Okay. Because sometimes if you're overweight, either coming or going, you have another bag to balance. That's how I look at it. Now, yes, these airlines are now charging for luggage, and we kind of have to be, I get it, moderate and be cautious and judicious about how much we take with us.
Right.
However, I'm already seasoned, so I knew going to Florence with two of my daughters, I was going to be bringing home things. And I was going to be bringing home things for my husband, for the other kids, blah, 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 right? So I had two suitcases. I mean, I was only there for 3 days that were not full. So they managed to get there. But on the way back, we went from Florence to Frankfurt.
Yep.
Home. So what happens there is it was Air Dolomite. And Air Dolomite is a sub partner of co-chair with Lufthansa.
Right, right.
Flying from these smaller cities. So, you know, you check your luggage in all the way through, starting in Florence. And we get to the Frankfurt airport, which is a very strange place. Okay,
yeah, we flew through there coming back from Venice, and it was not my favorite airport.
No, it's odd. Isn't it odd?
It's very German. It's hard. There's lots of angles.
Yes,
people are very,
exactly
very
that.
Brisk very, and crisp with you. And
very Germanic. And the other thing was we got a pretzel, which tasted like something I bought at Yankee Stadium, so I was not impressed. And so, you know, everything's checked in, and then we get to Newark, and I want to get the heck out of there. Federica's bag came. One of my bags came. Where's this other bag? Now I'm on United because it was a code share with Lufthansa and United. So United took over that route. We flew United. Very nice. We had a very beautiful flight until I get there, and where's the bag? And then you go to look at it. Now, listen, this is what I'm going to tell you because I did not do this. I didn't buy Apple tags. Now, but Kevin, somebody like me who's got so much anxiety would have checked the damn tag and seen my luggage never got on board. So
right.
I would have had that anxiety for the whole flight. See, that's the flip side, right?
Well, you would have been able to at least notify the flight attendant who could have called back to the base and said, hey, there's a bag that's been identified as missing. And they could have already been looking for it during your flight.
Right.
But I think that people that have high anxiety should get the Apple tags. And I'm gonna say this because my bride tends to be a little bit detail worrisome, right? She's always like, did we get everything? Do we have everything? Da 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 da. She's the one that got the Apple tags for us. And she's the one that when we were sitting in the airport going, oh, look, they're right over there behind that wall. And she's like, oh, they're on the runway out being transported to the plane. And like it gave her, I don't know, some sense of modicum of control, I guess, that she felt like she was being able to watch these tags, travel in the bags where they were supposed to. And she was like, okay, got on the plane, and she was all happy. Like it made her like so happy that
United allows you through their app to track your luggage. And I was like, I was sitting on the plane. I'm like, when we got to the airport, then I looked, it looks like it never left Florence. You know, so, you had to go, you had to claim it. Then you're on with, then you're standing there with the rep. And then yesterday and today, now I'm texting back and forth. The bag is still with Lufthansa. They have to get it over to United to bring it back to Newark and get it on the next. I mean, I hope my stuff shows up.
I think it's going to get to your front door at like 3:30 in the morning.
I agree.
They'll set it and ring the doorbell, and then they'll leave.
Listen, kudos to United. I will say the representative did credit me $100 for now. I mean, if that bag is lost, it's a lot more than $100. So let's see what happens. And hopefully next week I'll report back that my kids' souvenirs did arrive. Because that's what they're all looking for. And my clothes.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm glad that you made it mostly of the way home. That's good. And your daughter that is there, how much longer is she expected to stay?
Well, she's there. She's got to be out of her dorm on the 14th, and she doesn't have a return on her ticket. I said, Valentina, you better figure this out. Because I don't know.
She leaves May the 14th or June the 14th?
May 14th. She has to be out of her dorm. Kevin, these kids, they think that like doing it like the day before is like doing it a month before. They have no sense of time. Like, it's just, it's beguiling. I think when they become a parent, they start to go, oh, time management. Interesting. Oh. Schedule.
Planning.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Oh.
Works better.
Oh.
Yeah. I was, admittedly, I was a little bit kind of a doofus like that. My bride is not. She is the... And I think my daughter is a lot like her. She's like, she knows exactly which day. In fact, she got into an argument with her brother this morning, of all things, because today is clarinet day, band day for him. And normally Wednesday is band day. So she was like, Jonathan, you don't need to be bringing your clarinet to school. And he's like, but I have to bring it to school. And his sister, who's in two grades younger than him, is arguing with him about, no, you don't need to bring it today. He's like, tomorrow we're going on a field trip and we're not having the normal band day, so I'm supposed to bring it today. She refused to believe because she's so ordered in the schedule and the grid, and she's got everything mapped out in her mind. She refused to believe that he wasn't making a mistake of some sort. And I'm like, my girl's going to run a corporation someday.
Yep, that's so funny. But, you know, listen, that's that kind of personality. Valentina, she doesn't have that kind of personality. It's very interesting that I see certain things in them that are detailed and that are very dedicated and very disciplined. It's very interesting.
Yeah.
Then there are other times, stuff like this, where I don't see any of that. And
well, the idea is to narrow the gaps in between, right? So just keep aiming for it. You'll eventually get there.
You know, it's one of those things, Kev, when you know your parents used to say to you, you won't understand until you have children.
Yep.
Now I knew what my mother meant.
Well, now I know not only what my parents meant, I now find myself saying those things to these brats. So,
oh, right. Exactly.
It's history is coming home to roost for sure. All right. Well, we are going to move on from Florence. We've got a lot of other things to talk about, and I am so glad that you're here. So keep it right with us. It's Travel Tuesday. She's Linda. I'm Kevin, and we're coming right back from here.
Peters reporting prosecutors in Donald Trump's alleged hush money trial in New York are working on filling in the details of how they say the former president pulled off a scheme to bury damaging stories to protect his 2016 campaign. It's the second week in testimony in the historic case. Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz will be challenged by a former U.S. Navy pilot in the upcoming Republican primary. Former Navy Captain Aaron Dimmock filed paperwork last week to challenge Gaetz in the August primary. The Florida Panhandle District is the home of the Pensacola Naval Air Station. Dimmock now works as a business consultant who teaches candor to executives. A bad day on Wall Street as the Dow was down by 570 points, the Nasdaq dropping 325, the S&P lower by 80. This is SRN News.
Dennis Prager here. I invite you to join me on a Bible cruise this November. And I'll share fresh insights during these discussions, all while soaking up the sunshine and beauty of a tropical Caribbean paradise. Visit PragerBibleCruise.com.
We are proud. Proud to serve. To serve our country. To serve our local communities. To wear the uniform. To be a soldier. To serve abroad. When and where duty calls. We are ready to stand with our brothers and sisters to defend, to serve, to fight. We're always ready. We're always there. We are the New York Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the New York Army National Guard.
Want more of AM 970 The Answer and our hosts? Then interact with us. Follow us on Twitter for breaking news, what's coming up on the radio, thoughts from our hosts, deals from our advertisers, and more. Our handle is at AM 970 The Answer. Come on, tweet with us.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-47-BIBLE. That's 844-47-BIBLE. 844-47-BIBLE.
We're all facing aches and pains of life, right? But what about real physical pain? I love telling you every single day about Relief Factor, the daily supplement that helps your body fight back against pain. 100% drug-free, Relief Factor was developed by doctors searching for a better alternative for pain. I've been to their headquarters out in the Pacific Northwest. These are wonderful people. They have a commitment to getting you out of neck pain, leg pain, hip pain, back pain. They use a unique formula of natural ingredients, and unlike pills that mask the pain for short periods of time, Relief Factor helps support your body's natural response to inflammation. Over 1 million people have tried the Relief Factor Quick Start Kit. Nearly 70% of people go on to order it again. It's just $19.95. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Visit ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF. There is no better gift for yourself or a loved one than feeling good again. The Relief Factor way.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, am970theanswer.com.
And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, glad to have you back with us. It's Travel Tuesday. She's Linda, I'm Kevin. And Linda, when we got back from our last trip, I was kind of glad to just be home for a while. And a couple of weeks ago, I started hearing about, did you see that story where people missed the ship that they were traveling on out of Africa, and then they didn't make it, and the cruise ship took off?
And there's like
four or five families that were left behind on wherever they were at.
Celebrity? What cruise line was that?
I don't remember, but I just remember it sticking in my head. One more reason my wife will probably never go on another cruise again.
Okay, but listen, can I say
Part of it on that front is you got to show up. If the boat says we're leaving at this time and you're not there, are they supposed to go through 5,000 roster names to make sure that you're there?
You're grown up. You're a grown up. You're an adult.
So what would normally happen under those types of circumstances? Would then the person that got left behind have to go find like an air travel back to meet up with the boat? Or how do they, because there's no, you just can't go out and get on a boat in the middle of the water.
No. So, you know, these cruise lines they tell you need to be back.
Yes. I mean, they told.
Clear. For sure. This is not an open-ended departure time. You know, we are sticking with our schedule. We need to be in port the next day. Our ship moves at blah, blah, blah knots an hour. And we have to get to where we're going. And we, you know, arrive at 8 and we depart at 6. Or I'm just making this up, right?
Right.
If your butt can't get back and be responsible enough to be on that cruise ship, you can't hold up the 2,000 other people that were responsible because you couldn't make it.
Yeah.
This is not a camp. They're not babysitting. This is like, well, what, did you meet somebody? Did you meet a girl? You meet a guy? You hanging out? You're in love? You want to meet the cruise ship?
No, evidently it was like a group of couples, like three couples.
I saw it. They have no right to say anything.
No.
I'm sorry. I mean, I've
so that's one example of people being stranded. But in Australia, there's another example. And imagine this. You go somewhere, you get a good ticket on a low-cost airline, and then that airline suddenly just says, we suspended Bonza services.
Bonza. This is Bonza Air. First of all, stop with the name. You know, anybody that calls himself Bonza Air is just asking for trouble. That's just look
probably
at it.
True, yes.
Here's the thing, Kev, that I don't understand, right? So these people were flying, and then all of a sudden, Bonza Air, which is one of these cheaper...
it's like Spirit.
It's like
Spirit would be our version. The no-frills,
Australian
cheap...
Australian Spirit. I was trying to equate, but you did that very Great, thank you, eloquently. The airline, which is Australia's newest, had a fleet of 6 planes, all painted a bright purple color.
And they're very lovely looking. They look like a great big, you know, party in the sky.
Do you remember National Airlines? Fly me, I'm Barbara. Fly me, I'm Linda. Remember that?
No, I don't. I'm sorry.
You used to fly to Florida. Oh my gosh, Kev. Yes. So this airline mimics that, and they had Aussie-inspired names like Sheila and Matilda. Love it, right? But what I don't understand is they're in severe financial trouble. You don't know that as the
probably
CEO.
Shouldn't fly them.
but you don't know that as the CEO 2 weeks before that you stop people from flying. So they went under, apparently, from what I understand, as these people were trying to get somewhere. And, you know, they had to stop. They were stranded. And in a statement made on April 30th, the Bonza CEO, who has a normal name, Tim Jordan, reportedly said that discussions are currently underway regarding the ongoing viability. That's my favorite word, the viability of the business. Why didn't you have discussions a month ago?
Yeah, why weren't the viability discussions already ongoing?
Right. And then it says we apologize to our customers who are impacted by this. Oh, really? I mean, you left somebody somewhere between, I don't know, Melbourne and Sydney on an island somewhere. I don't get it.
Note to self, if going to Australia, do not, under any circumstances, buy a ticket on Bonza.
No, well, listen to this. Our focus right at the moment is to assist. That's my favorite word there. Australian passengers who are stranded at the end of the school holidays. Now, most times when you have a dilemma like this, a bigger airline, and they do mention this, funny enough, as far as Qantas's route, so a bigger airline like Qantas will come in.
Could sweep and say, in and be the savior.
Right. And they'll come in and they'll say, we're going to honor their tickets. Let's get these people home and blah, blah, blah. So it says Qantas, which is Australia's largest air carrier and very, very rich, services only 6 of the 36 routes that Bonza has been flying. And they did say that any affected Bonza passenger can get a free ticket on a Qantas or Jetstar flight. I didn't check them out. Where seats are available, and has encouraged affected customers to call their hotline for help. So they will come in, and Virgin Australia stepped in too to help these people. So they'll all get home, but you know, you can sue Bonza.
Yeah.
I mean, they left you there and they need.
Well, like I said, note to self, no Bonza in our future. Coming right back. She's Linda. I'm Kevin. Stay here.
Hello, this is John Leventhal. I am a partner in the law firm of Idala, Bertuna & Kamens. I have been a lawyer for 43 years, including 13 years as a trial judge and 13 years as an appellate judge. I have presided over almost every kind of civil and criminal case, and I have seen litigants facing almost every legal problem you can imagine. What is the most important thing for a litigant to do? It is to obtain the right lawyer, someone with the ability to navigate you through the court system and achieve the best possible outcome. At Idala, Bertuna & Kamens, that is what we offer. When I was on the bench, Idala, Bertuna & Kamens earned the reputation of being the boutique law firm that fights passionately for their clients in the most professional manner in both civil and criminal cases. I am proud to be a member of the Idala, Bertuna & Kamens law firm, where our lawyers will give you the powerful representation you all deserve.
Craving that signature Sunday sauce? Michael's of Brooklyn will make your place a must. Join Michael's of Brooklyn Sauce of the Month Club. Receive a different jar of Michael's of Brooklyn pasta sauce, homemade pasta and biscotti each month for 6 months. Make your home the place to be with Michael's of Brooklyn signature fresh marinara right in your home. Visit michaelsofbrooklyn.com and order online. That's michaelsofbrooklyn.com. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
From breaking news and weather across the country to insight from the brightest minds in conservative opinion, it's Salem News Channel. home to the biggest shows on TV, like Dennis Prager, weekdays at noon Eastern, followed by Jay and Jordan Seculo at 2. Join SNC, where facts are sacred, critical thinking is celebrated, and the pursuit of truth is unwavering. Watch Salem News Channel free now on Zumo Play. Learn more at snc.tv/Zumo.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
How did Joe Piscopo start your morning?
We do 4 hours a day. It's live radio. Everybody's listening to AM because you can only get the truth at AM radio. We're 4 hours of live radio. And that's you virtually, roughly, and sometimes more, sometimes three guests an hour, sometimes more. We're working it.
Listen to Joe Piscopo, weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Weekday afternoons at 3 and evenings at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Ooh. What a little moonlight can do.
Back to Kevin McCullough, live from New York.
Ooh, what a little
All right, Kevin McCullough and Linda Perillo back. So glad to have you with us. It's Travel Tuesday on Radio Night Live. And, you know, Linda, when and I don't know, I was thinking when I saw this next story about some of the stuff that when you travel, depending on the hotel or where you're at nowadays, you know, there's different amenities that you know, are waiting for you in your room at your hotel and so forth. And I think the first place that we stopped in our lakes tour of Northern Italy last November had, they had the fluffy robes, which were, you know, freshly, you know, out of the dryer. You could feel they're warm, very, very nice. And, they had the little slippers, you know, the little, these, because I don't like to walk around. Do you walk around in your hotel room without shoes on?
Not usually.
I did for years, and then I married my wife, and she's a germaphobe, so she's like, "Ooh, that's gross! Don't do that."
It is kind of gross
because then you're bringing the germs of the floor into the bed with you, and all the rest. I'm like, "Okay, sorry, I didn't mean to go down that path."
I like them because most people, I think, a lot of people now will travel with flip flops and stuff, and they'll use them as slippers in the hotel room. But
yeah, I usually pack a pair of slippers with me just in case they're not there. But yeah.
So I have used the hotel slippers. I mean, for sure I have. But now they're saying, according to this piece in the New York Times, they're becoming like, what do you call it? Like straws, it said, or disposable hotel slippers, the next plastic straws. I guess they're not sustainable. I'm assuming.
Well, plastic is very hard to break down.
Yeah.
That's why it's never made sense to me for us to put in all these plastic windmills out in the ocean and over land and stuff to try to garner air energy. Because what do you do with all that hard plastic once you're done? What they're doing with it literally is building big, like, air blade cemeteries down in Texas where they're just burying it all. But yeah, this stuff's going to have to go somewhere.
It says flimsy models usually made of plastic and fabric. Right, are the next single-use item in the crosshairs of sustainability. Of sustainability activists, it says. So again, with sustainable, blah blah blah, that word sustainable comes in. Listen, when I was in fifth grade, sustainable meant, does it hold up? Now we've got this other thing like sustainable, but they were saying that a lot of these hotels that are using them, it doesn't make sense because you use them once and throw them out.
Yeah.
Now, I guess if a maid comes in the room and you've left your slippers there that were packaged for you by the hotel, they're not going to do anything with them except throw them out unless you take them home. And we've done that. Like, I've had a bunch of slippers. I'm like, these things are so nicely packed. Why would I leave them here? And I take them home. And actually, they're good in an emergency.
Yeah, right.
Up to your house and it's like, oh, do you have a pair of slippers? I'm like, yeah, sure, here. And out come the, like, you know, Michelangelo pair from 1976. And you give them to somebody. So anyway, the long and short of it is they are, here it is. Anything single use is problematic. Said Willie Legrin, and he's a you ready for this, Kevin? You want this job? He's a sustainable hospitality expert. So he must discuss straws and slippers and what else do they give you that you can throw away in hotels? And he's a professor at the IU International University of Applied Sciences in Bad Honnef, Germany. And he cited the large footprint of a small slipper, okay, once you factor in production, shipping, and waste. Single-use slippers, he said, ready? Because we've asked the slippers, feel out of place and out of touch. Poor slippers. What a shame. Huh. They feel out of place and out of touch. So we need to eliminate them from the hotel repertoire. This is nuts. Really? So I guess they're not going to be giving out slippers much longer. That's my guess. And they are used as slippers, Kevin, as status symbols. Did you know that? So if you have a slipper in your hotel room, you've made it. You've made the cut.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I've only probably stayed in maybe three hotels ever that have had these. So I was kind of not thinking it was that big of a deal, because most of the hotels I've stayed in over the course of my life didn't have them. Mm-hmm. But I guess if those are high trafficked hotels and you have high occupancy, I mean, if it was like, you know, the big convention hotels in the major cities where you have thousands of people, or, you know, the Fontainebleau in Miami where I was at in February.
Yeah, slippers.
You know, if they had slippers for everybody, which I don't think they did.
Okay.
But that would be, you know, massive numbers of slippers. I think the problem with all of it is that they don't want anything made of plastic, and they don't, right. They're going to say this is somehow bad and we got to figure out how to, I'm not for injuring the environment. That's not my goal, but doggone it, I like my plastic fork and spoons with my fast food. I want some of the convenience that the modern age has given us.
We all do. Let me tell you, I mean, someone who come here and just, this guy would come to my house and like want to annihilate my entire family. We use plastic and we use paper and we throw it out because it's convenient. And I have a lot of kids. We have a big family and I'm not going to sit there and wash all this. I mean, honestly, I appreciate anything you give me that I can throw out.
Yeah, no, that makes total sense. Well, real quickly, we have just a couple of minutes before we go to our next break. There's another story, and this is kind of cool. How would you like to book a ride to space? Now there's a best practice guide from a fellow by the name of Roman Chipanruka, and he's co-founder of Space VIP, and he's got ideas about how to book a rocket ride. But did you ever think, Linda, in your lifetime that would ever be a headline on a major, like the idea of space travel coming to humanity? I mean, I watched all the Star Wars and all the Star Trek and stuff when I was a kid. I never thought that, you know, it would be conceivable that we would be talking about going to space.
Yeah, you know what? I would say yes. And I think, though, as much as it's been a fantasy, right, for most people, and like you said, you know, growing up, you had Star Trek, right?
Yeah.
Lost in Space, Planet of the Apes, you know, any of these things that seemed so far-fetched in like 1965 are now becoming like they've come to pass, is what I'm saying. Right?
No, and that's. And just the best example of that is Elon Musk what was it, 2 years ago, launching one of his Teslas into space that is now just rotating around the Earth's orbit with the crash dummy behind the wheel. She's Linda. I'm Kevin. Stay here. We got more coming up.
Tired of your favorite cut of beef or chicken costing more and weighing less every time you buy it? I've got a sizzling solution for you. Good Ranchers Price Lock Guarantee. Now, this is the only price lock on 100% American meat you can find, and you don't want to miss this. During their April Price Shield campaign, Good Ranchers is locking in your price until 2026 when you subscribe to any one of their boxes full of 100% American meat and seafood that they ship right to your door. Good Ranchers is where I get 100% American meat that I can trust, that's tender and full of flavor every time. With meat prices soaring and quality at the store going down, Good Ranchers Price Shield will not only save you hundreds, but help you put 100% American beef, chicken, pork, and wild-caught seafood on your plates that you can trust. Plus, get an extra 10% off your subscription with my promo code MikeG. Visit GoodRanchers.com. This exclusive Price Shield offer ends with the month of April. GoodRanchers.com, promo code MikeG, 10% off your subscription, and a price lock guarantee until 2026. GoodRanchers.com, American meat delivered.
On behalf of AM 970 The Answer, I'd like to invite you to a very special evening, maybe some good food, and definitely some great show. Kevin McCullough here, inviting you to be part of our fourth annual Broadcast for Broadway as the Radio Night Live Fun Friday team gets ready to host on May 10th. Joining me will be First Lady of New York Hospitality and Chair of the Broadway Association, Christine Nicholas. It'll be a two-hour live broadcast. Times Square's very own T-Square, Tom Harris, president of the Times Square Alliance, will also join us, with special guests from the hottest shows on Broadway, producers, actors, and more, as well as interviews with Times Square's fabulous eateries and attractions. Make sure to join us on AM 970 from 7 to 9 p.m. Friday, May 10th, for a show you won't want to miss. Live from Times Square, as it's our fourth annual Broadcast for Broadway. From Broadway's Radio Authority, Radio Night Live on AM 970, The Answer.
There are some times when the kids go to bed and we just stay in the night talking about how hard the life it is for us. It's very hard to see my kids go to bed with hunger and not having something to give to them.
You can step into the despair of a mother like Lourdes. For the past 40 years, Food for the Poor has linked generous listeners like you to desperate families throughout the Caribbean and Latin America. Today, your generous gift is an answer to a mother's prayer for her children's survival. Right now, because of a meal-for-meal match, a one-time gift of $160 or just $14 a month provides four hungry children with food for the next year. So, how many children can you rescue? Make your gift safely and easily by calling 855-919-4673. That's 855-919-HOPE. Or click the red Give Life banner at am970theanswer.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Brandon Tatum is next on AM970, The Answer.
Once more from New York, Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, final few minutes with Linda Perillo. It is time to check some tips for your week. Linda, what are we talking about?
Well, this is according to, I think, some from to CNN. I can't speak. According to CNN, book at these times to save money on summer flights for 2020.
Ah.
Right? So, actually, you should have done it already. and if you're still being brave enough, as it says, the best dates and times to book summer flights. So mid to late August is the best time for Americans to fly. Okay. One of the reasons that is because Americans base 98% of their schedule on what, Kevin? On school, right? So mid to late August is when schools, most colleges anyway, are getting ready to go back. So travelers, according to Expedia, can save up to $265 on round trip tickets compared with the last week of June, right? Mm. Because why? That's when the kids are done.
Yep.
And people like to travel early so that the kids can still go to camp, You're not interrupting that summer schedule. So a lot of people take advantage of that. So they also recommend booking flights 21 to 60 days out. And last year, travelers booking during this window saved around 15% on domestic and international travel. And another thing we were talking about was were destinations that you wouldn't think were cheaper this year. Greece, very cheap. Portugal, very cheap. Okay, so if you want to do Europe, and always Italy. However, Italy's prices, they were okay when I was there. Not the best. The dollar was not strong against the euro. But, you know, again, it depends on how something is priced. So right. Portugal's yearning for tourists. They're really trying to get into the tourist market hotter than they were, and they are. So they're gaining some ground. And Greece is coming back again, too. And they've had a very terrible economic.
Greece has had a few years of just
hell.
Yeah, it's been terrible. But let me ask you about Portugal for a second, because I think that people are... Is it as fanciful as Spain or Italy when you think of like the really like historical but beautiful places that you want to go? Does it have kind of the same feel?
The same feel, yes. Does it have the richness? It has its own history, right? But when you compare it to something like Italy, where culture originated, right? Some of the stories, biblical and otherwise. It doesn't have that. It has beauty, a lot of beauty, and the people are amazing. And the cities like Porto, even Lisbon, I mean, they're gorgeous. And they do look, like I always said to somebody, if you put me in Portugal and you didn't tell me I was in Portugal and I opened my eyes, I would think I was in Italy. Or you would think the same thing if you were in Spain. So there is that influference there, and it's absolutely gorgeous. And right now, like I said, they're hammering for tourists. So they're going to give you the best bang for your buck, air and hotel.
All right. That's all the time we have for this week. She's Linda Perillo. I'm Kevin McCullough. Thank you for joining us for this Travel Tuesday. We'll see you next time.